There is a big problem with teens in this day and age, and it involves them doing dangerous and gruesome challenges just for a few seconds of fame. But are those few seconds of fame worth harming yourself? Why do teens think it is worth it? Solomon talks to us and tells us what he thinks about this topic and why he thinks these teens think the way they do. What are your thoughts on the Tide Pod Challenge?
I don't know. I just remember that happened for a long time, too long of a time. It was pretty dumb.
Yeah.
And yeah, the people who did it was actually dumb, like really dumb.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Another interesting trend is the Salt and Ice Challenge. What are your thoughts on that one?
I forget what that was about.
So that one, people were basically, they would just dribble salt on their skin, and then they would take an ice cube and place it on the salt or rub it around the salt, and that would basically burn your skin and like give you up to third degree burns or something crazy. What? Like that.
I never knew about this. I need to search up a video after this, because that's an interesting. I didn't even know you could do this.
Yeah.
Dude, that's actually bro, I'm about to. Alright. I mean, like, it's pretty dumb, but. I mean. I don't know. I still want to do it, but, like, it's an interesting challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty stupid. Mm-hmm. Not the smartest thing. Okay. There's also a very popular one, the Cinnamon Challenge. You've heard of that one, right?
I've heard of this one, yeah.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on this one?
I mean, I'm like the salt and ice one, where it's like actually like pretty interesting, because it's like a small science experiment. This is just like straight stupid.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason. Like, I don't know. There's no reason to be like even like thinking about doing this.
Yeah.
Especially because people
get entire spoonfuls of it.
People like actually, there's stories like people like died.
Yeah, the choking and dying. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I don't know. It's how can you like, how can somebody like see that and then like decide like, oh yeah, this is a pretty.
And then want to replicate it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually retarded.
Yeah. Have you heard of the fire challenge?
Is that where you set yourself on fire and you jump in the snow or in the pool or whatever?
Well, you drip your hands or whatever in the hand sanitizer, and then you set the hand sanitizer on fire.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know these things were things. This is dumb. Well, I mean, like, I didn't see, like, why somebody would want to do that. I mean, like, maybe for some clout, but I don't know. I don't even know. I mean, you're supposed to do something like that if it's, like, actually fun to do. And all these challenges are just, like, not
fun. I mean, purposely harming yourself, I don't see how somebody would find that fun.
Exactly. Purposely harming yourself never results in fun. It's also depression. So,
have you yourself participated in any of these challenges?
No, I have not. Thankfully, I probably, yeah.
Do you think you will in the future? Or do you think you will participate in any like new challenges that will come up?
Participate in any of these questions or in any of these challenges, and I have never participated in like any of these, and I don't plan on doing that.
I feel like you would kind of have to have like a mental disorder to participate in most of these challenges or trends that people are doing, partaking in.
Yeah, you definitely have to have like a,
like eating laundry detergent. That's setting yourself on fire. Oh, I don't know what people are thinking.
That's so dumb. I don't know why people do it. A lot of people just do it for the clout. The first two people who ever did all these challenges, First of all, one, nobody knows who they are. Second of all, they probably get a million, maybe 2 million views the day they did it, and then they felt pretty good, but then they're, like, pretty stupid, because everyone in the comments just roasted them.
So, yeah.
Overall, it's not worth it.
Did you ever see the one video on the guy who burned his hand on a hot pan?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that was, I think he was trying to make a challenge out of that, and, I think he was trying to blow up off of burning his hand on a pan. I thought that was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's just, it's like the same thing with like people where like there's like a winter storm and then they like try to make a challenge by jumping in the snow with like only their like shorts on.
Yeah.
And their shirt. And they're like the new like challenge or whatever, like whatever they call it. And then it's like, like who wants to do that? Who wants to jump in the snow on a snow day while they're sitting in their house? Like, pretty, like,
all warm, inside. Yeah.
Actually, so dumb.
Okay, two more questions. Why do you think people are so interested or into these challenges?
Like I was talking about earlier, lots of these people who, like, first start these challenges... want like clout when they first do it, and they like want a ton of attention and like bigger social media pages. Like, well, I'm not gonna list them because probably shouldn't search it up, but some of the bigger social media pages
don't want to feed like into their behavior.
They feed into this behavior, and like they like search for this stuff like every single day, and they're like searching for new like idiotic challenge. Like, I say, like, every month there's at least, like, one new challenge. It's just, like, except for some dumb person. Or, like, they'll post a video of somebody, like, jumping down, like, a flight of stairs because, that's a new challenge. And I think it's, like, pretty cool because people getting hurt is, like, always funny, but not when they, like, have a challenge for everyone else to get hurt in the world.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just one of those things where it's, like, I don't know, they just seek attention and then, like, they realize, ooh, I just gained 50 followers because I got posted on this Instagram account with 20 million followers to get laughed at by 4 million people. So, yeah.
Okay, last question. How do you think these challenges affect the society?
Dang. Are you making me use my brain? They probably... Or I think the challenges affect the society because... Well, I mean, like, some of these challenges, like, I don't know, like, a lot of the younger kids, you could say, like, not all of them have, like, social media and stuff, but, like, if you, like, see, like, your older brother in your family or, like, just, like, people, like, if you're friends or something, like, let's say you saw your neighbor doing something like this, like, I know there's a challenge where, like, you used to set yourself on fire for, like, a couple seconds, then you run into the pool, and... I just say, like, if I saw my neighbor, if I was, like, 10 years old, and I saw my, like...
Older neighbor?
My older neighbor was, like, 17 or 18, set himself on fire and then run into the pool. Like, if I was younger, I'd probably think it's cool.
Yeah.
Like, you probably think, oh, I'm not gonna get hurt. But, like, really, you don't really know, like, the consequences, and, like, you don't really know, like...
Yeah, the repercussions.
Whatever. Like, all the stuff that could happen. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I think that's, like, one of the impacts it has on the society.
After hearing what Solomon had to say, I agree with everything he said. I think people are just clout chasing. They're trying to become the next big thing, but they're just getting a few seconds of fame for all the stupid things that they're doing, and they're causing harm to themselves and others, and they're also encouraging other people to hurt themselves just for a little bit of fame as well.